almost like a clown.
I feel like I can't smile in the morning unless I've had like a cup of tea,
yeah,
something to eat, you know?
Do you get hangry?
Oh, I get really hangry, yeah.
Gotta watch that. The anger that comes with hunger can turn into the hanger games.
That's it.
In the house where no one's eaten, yeah, and everyone wants to, you know, someone's going to die.
It's like, let's just make some sandwiches.
I don't want toast.
Yeah.
Open the crisps. It's 7:30 in the morning. Yeah. Open the Pringles. That happens.
It does.
Blana Tracy, it's festival preview time, and hopefully this glorious weather stays for our friends going to Castle Palooza.
Palooza. Castle Palooza. I've been a couple of times. It's brilliant. So it's on in Tullamore, Charleville Castle, which is in Offaly. And it's great because basically the whole festival is circling the castle.
Nice.
So you're camping around in the gardens from around it. They've got some cool stuff actually happening this year. So they have, let me see what it's called, Decorate Your Campsite. They have this cool thing. So basically they want you and your pals to rock up and come with like all your bunting, your lights. Why are you doing that?
Because that sounds... Go on, tell me.
I love it. I love that. So yeah, you come up, you get into the campsite, you put up all the decorations, you make your place like look really, really cool.
Okay.
And then there's people going around and they're going to be judging all the different sites. And basically the winner, they get like a crate of beer and they get these VIP passes. So they get to use like the fancy toilets and they get to skip the queues and stuff. So that's pretty nice, isn't
it? That's really... And all you have to do is just have an imaginative approach to your tent.
That's it, exactly. But you have to register for it when you arrive. Make sure you do that.
Okay, well, that's really important.
Yes.
I like the idea of this castle, by the way. If I just left the tent at home, could I stay in the castle? Who's Mr. Castle Palooza? Who owns the castle?
I actually don't know who owns the castle.
Is it Lord Give It To Us Back or is it somebody else?
I think it's a Lord.
Lord Give Us Our Castle Back or is it Lady, Why Are You Still Here?
Yeah, I'm not sure actually. But you are allowed to go back. You are allowed to go inside the castle, which is amazing. I was at
it,
was it last year or the year before? And they have these short films that they show in
the little history of.
Yeah, no.
In 1876, Charles Stuart Parnell is one of those.
Unfortunately, it's not that cool.
Oh.
No, they have like people actually showing their own short films. So it's quite nice. You get to go into this cool big ballroom and they're showing all these short films. And you get to, like, there's big stuff bears and loads of stuff all around
the proper
place.
Castle.
It's the real
castle.
Deal. It's
so,
a real deal.
So who's playing?
So the music vibe. Okay, so on the Friday, it's kind of electro synth sort of a buzz. So we've got adult rock. This is definitely a band. These are all the bands that I would definitely recommend to go and check out. So adult rock, very cool sort of computer game synth electro stuff. Really upbeat, good fun. Sleep Thieves, so that's more chilled. They're playing back to back with adult rock. So make sure you stay at the Metro Herald stage on Friday night. There's lots of cool stuff happening there.
Mm-hmm.
They're my two definitely to check out on Saturday. Then, because actually the music, there's not a whole, like there's only kind of half a day's worth of music on Friday.
Okay.
Because you arrived down a little bit later.
Well, that's fair enough.
And then on Saturday, Benny Smiles is at 3:00. He's really cool. I actually saw him perform for one of his very first times at Castle Palooza. And it's really, his music videos and everything are amazing. I know the guy. He's a lovely guy. He's in a couple of other bands with Benny Smiles, his name. He's kind of doing a lot of DJ sort of stuff, but he sings along as well. And it's a lot of layered kind of music. Really, really, really cool. Then we have Connor Linney. He's on the main stage at 5 p.m. This is kind of beautiful voice, beautiful guitar playing. There's amazing lyrics, kind of a folk vibe. There's a lot of strings in there as well. Like, it's a full band. It's really, really nice vibe. We Cut Corners, the Dublin Afrobeat Ensemble. I love those guys. Because, like, you know, when you're
they get the thing going on.
They get the thing going on. It could be like halfway through the day and you're kind of out of a bit of a slump. Go get a beer and go just and like then, chill
yeah,
out and enjoy it.
Sounds good.
Then we have O Emperor, who I just love. They're brilliant. And then on the Metro Herald stage, then we have
Sunday.
Sunday I have three bands that people definitely need to go and see.
Okay.
So we've got Enemies, and this is kind of there's like a lot of drums in it, there's a lot of bass, there's a kind of a lot of it's a really cool, there's not a lot of singing,
yeah,
but there's a lot of kind of cool tunes. It's a really nice vibe, really cool kind of.
All right.
It's not like too heavy, but it's not too easy at the same time, so it's nice. Then we've got Twins, and they're a cool Dublin band it's a duo, and they're kind of on the rise now. There's a lot of people showing a lot of interest in them. And then, of course, Dahi, which everybody knows, but he's a cool guy.
So he's the fiddle.
He's the guy at the fiddle, but he's on the decks now as well, so he jumps up on tables and does cool stuff.
Good on.
Yeah, so that's good. And then we have as well, there's the Homebeat stage, so there's a lot of cool DJs and stuff there. So Bantam is a really cool DJ to check out, and Sive as well. And then there's the Shark Shack, DJ stage. There's lots of DJs and stuff. So there's actually lots of stuff to do. It's quite a small festival, but there's lots of like different stages and you can kind of buzz around and discover new music. I would kind of call this festival a sort of a discovery festival. You're kind of checking out new bands. There's lots of Irish music.
Okay,
as well.
So yeah. You mightn't get the big names you might be familiar with, but you'll certainly come away enriched musically by your new discoveries.
Absolutely, yeah. Big time.
Apparently, Michelle has been on to say Charleville Castle is the most haunted castle in Ireland and it was owned by Duncan Stewart's brother. I'm not sure if he's still... We are looking at castles for a different reason for the autumn, but we'll talk about that another time. The burlesque workshop, I'd have to attend that now, make sure it's still going.
Yeah, so there's lots of different workshops and stuff on. There's usually stuff like this. There's usually yoga classes and that sort of thing, and of course there's stuff like that happening. So you can do hula hooping, which by the way, I actually can't hula hoop, but I learned how to do it longitude this year.
And were you successful? It's quite hard.
It is quite difficult, yeah. But I did. I learned successfully. There's people going around showing you how to do it, so I would imagine it's the same sort of thing. And hula hooping is so much fun. I mean, who doesn't want to hula hoop?
Yeah,
so there's burlesque dancing, so you can go and learn how to do that. Like I was saying to you, the short film showcase is called Eat My Shorts. It's in the castle. Again, my friend actually took part in that one year. It's really nice, kind of, it's just different from being kind of walking around in the mud and stuff. You're going inside this gorgeous castle. You feel really weird because you're in your wellies and like your festival gear and you're in this gorgeous castle. It's so funny.
Okay.
And then let's see. Oh yes, of course. So we have on Saturday in the ballroom, in the actual castle as well, there's original spoken word, poetry, comedy, and there's music. So that's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's on Saturday. So if you're an early riser festivals, I totally recommend checking that out because it's quite nice to sort of, you know, go along to something like that. You know, people with speaking poetry and all that sort of stuff. It's lovely. And then on Sunday, it's Ireland's first ever fancy dress day at a festival. So this year the theme is kings and queens, so you can kind of go all out if you want to dress up as Elvis or if you want to, you know, dress up as a prom queen. There's going to be lots of prizes. Like you can go as Cleopatra. Like, I always think you're going to have at least 20% more fun if you're dressed up at a festival.
Yeah, it's like, going to add to the occasion and people are going to be looking at you and having a bit of fun with you.
Yes. And there's lots of prizes and stuff to win and just, you know, accessorize, have the crack.
We have a weekend pass to give away to Castle Palooza.
Yes, we do.
As you probably know, Blonid. And we also, as well as the Boots Festival Summer Survival Kit.
That's it. So it's got everything in it. You got your your dry shampoos, your painkillers, your wipes, everything. It's all in there.
Okay, details after 10 o'clock. And it's a game we played last week. I don't know if you managed to hear it, but it's called Hang Up. And it's really the meanest game we've ever played on the radio.
I bet you love it though, do you?
I absolutely adore it. You're absolutely correct. I love other people's pain. Hula hooping in heels is great for toning your abs.
Interesting.
That's why I'm always going on about the heels. I'm worried about people's health and safety. And
with heels?
Abs.
Do you not like high heels?
I love them.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Let's keep going. Thank you, Blonde and Tracy. I met you in Bray on Monday or Tuesday?
Tuesday, I think
it was. And your poor nieces.
My little niece. Do you know what they said to me afterwards? They're like, is that your man off the toy show?
Yeah. Story, oh my life.
Yeah.
Leap Castle is the most haunted. Not Charleville. It's a fact, says D. And another from Rachel says, I love Castle Palooza. Definitely my favourite festival. It's tiny and so friendly. Great buzz. Mm. First year we went, we were brought on a tour of the castle. It is haunted. Fair enough. We had a few beers, so it was extra creepy. And we were screaming the place down, scaring the bejesus out of ourselves. Can't wait for next weekend. So it sounds like low-key, but a lot of fun, Castle Palooza.
Do you know, the first time I went, I thought it was literally one of the best festivals because it's the perfect size. You know, the bigger festivals, you tend to be kind of walking for, you know, 20 minutes to get to the next tent. But this one, everything's really well contained, cool vibes, really nice people, and it's really well put together, really well organised.
You like it.
I love it. Yeah, okay. I think it's great.
But you'd rather be in Bray on the waltzers, I bet you.
Oh, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you can never beat it. Blonde, thank you so much. Have a lovely weekend.
You too.
I'm out of here for a few weeks, so I'll see you on the other side, all right?
Perfect.
Sounds good to me. Thank you so much, Blonde and Tracy, live in studio. 515